everyone, and welcome into episode number 271 of the We Don't Know Either podcast. I'm Lindsay.
I'm Nick.
I'm Michael.
And I'm Carson.
Carson is back.
Yay.
Carson always sounds so excited when he gets here.
That's true.
It's like we go through our regular, you're like, hey, I'm Lindsay, and I'm like, I'm Nick, and he's like, I'm Carson, and I'm here, and it's awesome.
It is awesome, because I'm here on the podcast. What else would you want to do on a Friday?
Is there anything that you took from your last time on the podcast that you're like, oh, I learned this, and now this time you're going to be better or worse off from that thing that you learned? I put you on the spot.
You did. I remember your fun fact about where to go during a zombie apocalypse. I still know that. So that did stick with me.
Right. Oh, okay.
So now if it ever happens,
I know to go to Texas.
You're going to actually implement that.
Yeah, like, we got to go to Texas, man. That's where it's at.
Lubbock, Texas.
I didn't mean more about the interesting facts, more of just the podcasting itself, but that works. And I know that you brought a music question because that's your wheelhouse.
Yes, that's what I do.
That's your song and dance, if you will.
Oh, wow.
Oh, my God. Right out of the gate.
Out of the gate. Welcome to the We Don't Know Either podcast. Terrible puns and interesting facts.
Before we get into the interesting facts, though, we have something we promised the listeners the last 2 weeks, actually.
That's very, very true.
Yes,
thank you. I wrote that down to start, and I got so excited.
Just went
with Carson.
Right past it.
I got excited. Carson's here.
Let us absolutely be clear. We are speaking of my greatness.
Yes. So we talked about the saltine challenge. We talked about the world record that may or may not exist for the saltine
15,
challenge.
Was it 15 or 16 crackers in 60 seconds, which is just absurd.
Yeah. So Michael attempted it.
Yeah.
One time.
And
first
time.
Succeeded.
Yes.
Yeah. 59.97 seconds.
Under 60. That's all I see.
Yeah. So
that's a W.
0.03 of a second. Michael did it. You didn't look as pained as my friends that tried. I don't know. Maybe it's just because we had just played hockey and they were already like dehydrated. I don't know. But you did great.
Yeah. No, it was. It definitely was harder than I thought it was. At no point did I think I was I would fail. But
that's good.
No, I was on the last good cracker attitude. And I heard, and I'm chewing it and I'm trying to get it down, and I'm hearing Lindsay go, okay, 5, 4. I'm like, okay, just do it.
Right. Well, did you read the how to?
I didn't read the how-to.
In the link dump? Oh, because number one, believe in yourself.
Yeah,
you
that
did.
Was, yeah.
That
I think you read that off on the podcast last
week. I believe
so. Yeah.
I think it was 2 or 3. I don't know when.
I saw the look in Michael's eyes, though. When you started counting down from 5, the look in his eyes said to me, I'm going to swallow this or die trying, but there is no way that I'm going to fail.
It was very much A or B.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, congratulations, Michael.
Thank you.
It's nice when you have some success. Yes. Round of applause. Yay. You're great. Oh, as Carson whacks the microphone.
Trying to do a round of applause.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
This is a radio podcast.
Yeah, it's an audio podcast.
Okay. So, Michael, why don't you kick us off with your facts since you won the challenge? And then, Carson, we'll have you go next, maybe.
I would love to.
Because, you know, everyone knows that you have a music fact. So, all the music junkies are like, ooh, what's it going to be?
Ooh, exciting.
That's my troll voice.
So, this is according to a Nat Geo article that I found.
Cool.
There are currently more statues of which animal than there are living animals?
Ooh, good question.
There's more statues of this animal than there are currently living animals.
Yes.
So, I think we can remove right off the bat all food animals.
Right.
There's not more cow statues than there are cows, or chicken statues than there are chickens.
Yeah.
Such a thing is not possible.
Yeah. I feel like it's got to be an animal that's extinct.
No. The animals are
still alive.
They're still alive. Yeah.
I was like,
but yeah, if there's like one dodo statue,
right? Yeah,
or one dinosaur statue,
right? Which there are a lot of.
Yeah, I would think.
Go ahead, Carson. What are you thinking?
So I'm actually thinking that it might just be a lion because you think about it, like people put like decorative lions like at the end of their driveway on their like fences and things. So there's probably
New York Public Library.
Right. There's so many lion statues randomly, and there's a lot of lions out there, but maybe there's more lion statues.
Carson hit it dead on the money.
It's lions?
It's lions.
Oh, wow. Nailed it. First shot out of the gate. I was going to say storks.
Storks.
That was
going to
be my
storks.
Guess. Yeah.
Well, it's funny. You mentioned the New York Public Library. They reference it.
Uh-huh.
It says one of the first lines, images of lions are everywhere, from the iconic statues on the step for the New York Public Library to your favorite team mascot, to movies, to musicals, and just kind of gets into it.
How did they find? Yeah, did they just count? Like, how do they find all the statues in the world? They just kind of guessed.
Well, I think they have a rough estimate, and it's drastically because of the population of lions decreasing. According to this, is like in the last 50 or so years.
Don't you lion to me? No,
lions and tigers and bears. Oh my!
Yeah.
Yeah. Bonus fact:
Ooh,
the lions on the New York Public Library
They have names.
They do have names. Lady Astor and Lord Lennox.
There it is. Yeah. But according to this article, in the last 50 or so years, the lion population has declined nearly 95%.
Boo.
So, you know, and then it gets into the Big Cat Initiative, Big Cats Initiative, and trying to,
yeah,
all the environmental stuff.
Friendly plug for Roar, one of my favorite movies I've never seen, but watch the trailer regularly.
Roar?
Yeah, we've talked about it.
Is this the one with the lion that killed everybody on the set?
No, we didn't kill everybody. There was just some maulings.
Oh, okay.
But it was like an animal
just casual
sanctuary.
Just casual.
Yeah, it was filmed over a long period of time. It's great. Anyway, lions.
Lions.
They're great.
Lions,
yeah.
Tigers,
the official names actually are Patience and Fortitude.
Oh.
I was going to say, that's what I thought they were.
Yeah, Patience and Fortitude are the official names. It was Mayor LaGuardia named them that because they were the two qualities that New Yorkers needed in order to get through the Great Depression.
Oh.
So
I was going to say just riding the New York Metro or the New York subway.
Right.
But probably need Patience and Fortitude as well.
Yeah. John Astor and James Lennox were the library's founders.
Cool.
So.
I was really hoping they'd be named like Simba and Mala. But, you know,
you can't have everything you want,
date,
Carson.
Yeah.
I can try.
Do you want to go next? I think you do.
Sure.
Yeah. I mean, I'm not really giving you a choice.
Yeah.
That's really what's happening.
We'll pull this up real quick. Okay. So our fun fact is.
Oh, our fun fact. I like that you're including all of us and you're saying we are like my fact. I like
that. It's okay. So on the first episode of Saturday Night Live.
Ooh.
Hosted by George Carlin, musical guests were Billy Preston and which other artist?
Michael, we are both reading Live from New York.
Yes, we are.
We are both reading it. My fact last week was about SNL. We should know. I just finished reading the chapters on the first like series and how it got started, like, you know, a couple weeks ago, and I have no idea. All that being said, I should know, but I do not.
Well, I will say back in the day, a lot of times in the first season, they had two musical guests on, and I looked, and that first episode, they both did two songs, so it was weird that they was very...
That's a lot of music for SNL.
It was, but, you know, Lorne Michaels was feeling it.
They figured the less words George Carlin said, the less they'd have to beep. Like,
very
bleep
true.
Out.
To be honest,
out,
I've seen that opening monologue from Carlin, and it is great.
I have no idea. So, Michael, I got to throw it to you.
Could you repeat the question?
Yes. So,
stalling for time.
Yes.
On the first episode of Saturday Night Live, hosted by George Carlin, the musical guests were Billy Preston and which other artist?
Billy Preston. Okay.
And I can tell you the episode was in 1975.
Right. So.
Yeah. But it wasn't, I mean, SNL at the time, and this book goes very much into detail about no one really thought it was going to be that successful. They kind of were like, well, we don't want to run Johnny Carson reruns, so we need something kind of fun and cool and hip. So it's probably not that big of a name, I would imagine.
It's not. I actually have not been reading the SNL biography book, but I have been writing trivia for over a decade.
Right. Simon and Garfunkel.
Nope.
No.
Well, though Paul Simon has been on there a lot.
Yeah,
right. I guess,
he's been, and as a host, I think.
Wait, Paul Simon is the Simon and Garfunkel? What?
I feel like we just did this 2 hours ago.
Lindsay recreating a moment from this morning.
Yeah, we didn't. I'm joking. Okay. Well, you never know if I'm joking or not, but we had a debate as to, we review all of the trivia questions, what we did well, what we didn't each week. And one of the questions was about Simon and Garfunkel, and was this really a 1-point question? And I was like, I never even heard of this song. This is not a 1-point question. Yeah. And then we had a big debate in the office about it. Yeah.
Are you aware of Simon and Garfunkel?
Oh, yes. I love Simon and Garfunkel.
Okay. Are you aware of the song Scarborough Fair?
Yes. I asked that question on Tuesday night.
Okay, good.
Yeah. I thought it was a 1-point question, but it was worded wonky because the song of Scarborough Fair, not Parsley, Sage, Rosemary.
Right, well,
that was why it came up in discussion, yeah.
Yeah, so, and I was like, this is not a 1-point, and we got a big debate about it.
Yeah. Yeah, anybody under 30 was like, who were Simon and Garfunkel?
No,
and everybody over 30 walked out of the meeting.
I knew who they were, you know, and whatever. Right. Okay, Nick, your turn.
Janice Ian.
Janice Ian.
That is correct.
Yeah.
Wait, from Mean Girls?
No, so fun fact, Janice Ian, the singer, the Mean Girls character was like related to the singer Janice Ian.
Ooh. Oh, wow.
Bonus fact.
Yeah.
The look on Lindsay's face is just pure
Whenever
delight.
She learns something new about Mean Girls,
know,
it makes her
I
day.
Love Mean Girls. But Janice Ian's cool. She's coming, side note, she's coming in concert this Saturday night at the Birchmere. But she's a two-hit wonder, so had a big hit in 1967 when she was 16 years old. Called Society's Child, which was big deal because it was about an interracial relationship, and like it caused all this controversy. I mean, she said in an interview that like radio stations were getting told not to play it. One even got burned down because people were not happy about a song about a white girl dating a black boy, and like, and that, and she wrote a song about that at 16 years old, and then disappeared. And then back in 1975, had another hit song called "At 17," which she sang on Saturday Night Live. She also sang the song "In the Winter" on Saturday Night Live that episode. But she, yeah, that was her second hit in 1975, and it won a Grammy Award for Best Female Pop Vocal Performance, and then didn't have any more hit songs.
I would love to be a one-hit wonder with a Grammy. But that would be amazing.
But she's a two-hit wonder. That's the funny part.
Right.
So she has a one other hit song in the 60s. So
is there a name for that besides two-hit wonder?
I don't think there's a name for it.
There should be.
But there's a whole category of people that fall into that.
I think it's called a Grammy double play.
Is that what it is?
I don't
you
know.
You know what? It is
it
now.
Is now.
Yeah. Yeah. We'll go for it.
I like that, Michael. I like that. Well done.
Yeah.
Cool. Wow. Bonus facts coming up.
All right. So I can get into my interesting fact.
You can if you want,
Which, again, relevant to some of our conversations this week. Who is the, or how old is the youngest person to be summoned for juror duty?
Oh, man. You're going to make me sad.
Why would that make you sad?
Well, because we were talking because, you know, wife was had to, one of the wives of the office, Jared's wife, had jury duty, got called, and I was really depressed because I have never gotten called for jury duty, which everyone's like, you're wrong, it stinks. And I was like, I feel like this is a founding freedom of America, and I need to serve my country.
No, Lindsay,
one wants me.
Before you,
or
before
no,
you,
I've never even gotten asked to I mean, even
I've never,
come.
I've never gotten asked either, but my dad's an attorney, so if I went half the time, they would ask. Yep. You know, someone in your family lawyer, and I'm like, yep, my dad, and they would send me home. So.
What? Oh, my gosh. So now I can't do it because my dad and my brother are attorneys?
Yeah, probably.
Lindsay, hang on. Before you get going, let me grab your soapbox over here.
Seriously, I just want to pay it forward and do my civic duty, and I never get asked.
Right. Well, your civic duty is to just to show up once every 10 years. You don't
I
necessarily have
asked.
To be on a jury.
I know. I never even got asked to go.
Yeah, I don't think
I want to experience how terrible it is firsthand.
Well, you're in Washington, D.C., and a lot of people that play trivia with our company here in D.C. work on Capitol Hill. So let's make that happen for Lindsay.
Yeah, or you
there
know
you
what?
Let's
if
do
you
it.
Just or if you just need me to judge something, I do love judging things.
Uh-huh,
so if
I
you
know.
Have a debate,
you are a professional Ooh. Meat judge.
Yeah, ENTJ for life.
Yeah.
But yeah, no. If you need me to decide some arbitrary thing, I'm here for you. Also, can officiate weddings for wine. That's my other shameless plug for myself.
I've seen your drafts and what you consider to be the best of the best in certain various topics, and I'm not going to ask you to judge things.
Ooh, there's a couple
Burn.
Things that I'm like, no, I'm going to go to Lindsay because I'm going to get the win.
That's fair.
So, how old?
How old? Yep.
14.
In the United States?
Yes, in the United States.
Well, I feel like you'd have to be able to vote.
You do have to be 18 in order to serve on a jury.
Yeah, so I feel like 18 is not the correct answer.
that would be kind of obvious, yes.
Which also would be funny for the podcast because we would never guess it. We'd never get it right. So I'll say 2 years old. It was a mistake.
Old.
A mistake that came through the mail.
Carson?
Or like, is it an unborn child? Maybe even
negative
4 months.
So I'm thinking through. So if someone who's 18 got called, they probably got there. Then the attorney that's doing the calling the jury probably sent them home right away. They're like, "You're 18. I don't."
Right.
So it had to be. It's someone that's old enough where the attorney felt competent in their.
No, I'm not saying served on a jury.
Oh.
I'm saying we're actually called.
Oh, just
up.
Called.
And I'm sure 18-year-olds have served on the jury before.
Yeah.
I'm sure.
Oh. Well, then 13. I don't know.
13. That's a great guess. Everybody except for Lindsay is slightly over, so I guess Lindsay wins by Price is Right rules.
Ooh.
Luke Fox of the great state of Pennsylvania.
PA.
Is 11 years old.
Aww.
And received his jury summons and showed up to the court, and they're like, no. This was a mistake. So they said they thanked him for doing his civic duty, and they sent him home.
Did they ever figure out what the mistake was?
It was just a typo, somebody's name, somebody's address. They got it mixed up. Okay. They went to him.
Oh, good for him for showing up as he wearing his little suit.
But yeah, they asked him if he knew what a jury did, and he said he did know what a jury does. They sit during the court case, and they listen to both sides of the story, and then they go into the back room, and they discuss it and take a vote.
Get it, Lucas?
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Yeah.
So, I want to know my jury. Like,
That's apparently a better answer than we can get from some other people.
Yeah. Could you imagine being on that jury, though, with an 11-year-old trying to argue him one way or another?
Here's some candy.
Yeah. Exactly.
What if he was the foreman?
Vote him the foreman. That would be perfect. Yeah. That's exactly what I would do.
Like Hollywood John Oliver, make this happen.
Yep.
John Oliver did a couple weeks ago with the baby court. The baby immigration court. Yeah, I would watch a court of just children arguing things. No, I wouldn't.
Is that better than the puppies?
No, obviously puppies are always going to win. But I'm saying like the cute little juries. Oh, 12 Angry Men rebooted with 10-year-olds. I'd watch that.
That'd be funny. I'd watch that.
Okay, make it happen, Hollywood, which we've said before and was a secret phrase in the past. Someone from Hollywood, give me your direct number. Okay, so Nick, I thought your fact was going to be about babies. So I have a multitude of facts.
About babies?
No, just multitude randomly. But that was the best segue I could come from your fact.
All right.
What?
Nothing.
Do you know this because you read it?
No.
Okay. Because we were talking earlier and we're like, sometimes Michael and I have the same fact because we have a lot of the similar
stuff. Stop going
same
to the same source.
Yeah. Okay. So, what percentage of babies are made of water? Like, if you are a baby, what percentage of your body is water?
So, like a
normal human, like a normal
an adult human's like 80% water.
Maybe. I'm not going to tell you that.
Right.
So, what percentage of a newborn baby, is water.
Okay. I misheard it the first time. She's like, what percentage of babies are water? I was like,
yes. No, that's the question.
No, but I was like, of the entire population of babies that have been born, 70%
are
only
have
water.
Degraded down to water.
Well, no, I mean, math still holds up though. Like, you know, if you put all of the babies together, it's still going to be the same percentage of water.
We are getting very close to offending people, I feel like.
This is just a fact about babies and H2O. Water is important to Earth, you know?
I'm assuming it's high. I'm going to assume it's higher than adults.
Yes, absolutely. Babies are very squishy.
Yes.
Especially my babies. but yeah, that's I want to say, you know what, now that I'm thinking about it, I'm saying an adult is like just over 50%, like 60%.
See, I thought it was like closer to 70 for adults.
You think it's 70?
I think it's 70%. Like, and I'm basing this off of what I remember from the Mighty Ducks.
Okay.
Well, in that case,
yeah.
I mean, it's always good to go to the source and
just
an absolute perfect reference.
Yeah, exactly.
All right, I'm going from the Star Trek episode, The Next Generation, where they meet the aliens and the aliens call them bags of mostly water.
No.
That's fair, yeah.
So
another hard, reliable source.
Yeah, I'm going 60% adults, so I'm going to say 80% for babies.
80%, okay.
80%. I'm going to say like 81.
81%?
Okay.
Carson?
Then I will go with 79%.
You know what? I'm going to 78.
All of you guys are wrong, but close. Aww. But close. Babies are comprised of 75% water.
Three quarters water.
Three quarters water. And you all are correct in that we dry out as we get older.
Right. I mean, that's just obvious.
Yeah. So we, I don't know if it's the proper term, but prune is a real thing that happens.
Well, if you think about it, you look at old people and their like skin gets a little bit more wrinkly and like...
Yeah, I guess your water is drying up. I don't know. But adult men are about 60% water.
There's your secret phrase. Your water is drying up.
Your water is drying up. Adult men, 60%. Women are 55%. And then the elderly, which I don't know what their line was, but the elderly are 50% water. So, you know, significant decrease.
So women are drier than men? Is that what you said?
Yes. Yes. Okay. Five percentage points. If you're 1 year after birth, you lose 10 more percent of that. So you're only 65% water at 1 year old. And then just for comparison's sakes, bananas. Any guesses, Carson? What percentage are bananas or potatoes? You can choose your fruit or vegetable or carb. What is a potato? I don't remember.
Potato starch. Is a vegetable.
Vegetable, yeah. Starch. I don't know. I was like, no matter what, I'm going to be wrong. In some state, yeah, it will be the opposite thing of their state fruit.
I believe a potato is a bird.
Yeah.
Hashtag bird.
Okay, with banana, because I love a good banana. And let's see here. Bananas are so squishy. It's weird, though, because bananas are like firm at the beginning, and then they get squishier
over time. Yeah.
I know I walked into that. I was very aware.
Where were you at for episode 269? Okay, so I got it.
So I'm going to say that a banana can't, I don't know, but
there's a lot of wrong answers, but
So we'll go with 69.
69%? Okay, Michael, any guesses for banana?
Always a good guess.
I'm going to go higher. I'm going to say, like, you know what? I'm going to say a banana is the same amount as a baby. I'm going to say 75%.
That's a really good guess. I know that bananas and humans share like 50% of the same chromosomes or DNA,
yeah,
or something like that.
Living
those
things,
lines.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So I'm going to say about 50%. So I'm going to say 40% water is a banana.
Wow. Yeah. The babies are much more water, but bananas are 74% water. So
whoa.
Good job,
yeah.
Michael.
Pretty close. Bananas and babies, exactly
yeah.
the
yes.
same. And then, I have both in my house.
Oh,
that is actually a
can
very
you
good analogy.
Tell them apart.
Can I tell? It's very difficult.
Potatoes are 80%.
Potatoes are 80% water?
Potatoes are 80%. Bananas are 74. Which, speaking of telling the difference between inanimate objects and babies, we're going to end the podcast very briefly. So everyone's going to have 20 seconds to choose this would you rather. And please, people, use this at parties because it's my favorite would you rather of all times. You're going to have 30 seconds. Each of you are going to answer, and then we're going to wrap up. Here we go. Would you rather have a disease where you can't tell the difference between muffins and babies? You're like, what is this? I don't know if it's a muffin. I don't know if it's a baby. We don't know. Or have a disease that every time you sneeze, you change genders.
Oh.
So wait, just think about it for a minute.
Sure.
And also, no one else knows that you have this disease. You're the only person on earth that has it.
Nobody notices that all of a sudden I'm Michelle?
No. Nope.
Like,
you don't know. I mean, they notice that it's happening to you, but they don't know why.
Wait.
Probably freaking out.
I don't know why
I have so many follow-up questions.
Yeah, right?
Okay, you can each ask one follow-up question, and then you have to answer.
Okay. Start over there.
Okay.
I don't have any follow-up questions.
You already asked
yours.
Carson, yeah. Any follow-up?
No, I don't have any questions.
Okay.
Does anybody know that when I switch gender, can I live two different lives?
I mean, but it's every time you sneeze, so how much can you control when you sneeze?
That's really up to me now, isn't it?
Well, that's what I mean. Yeah. I mean, that's the question. Like,
yeah.
And you usually sneeze in threes. So that's or twos, you know. So that's the question. All right. Michael, your answer.
I'm doing the muffins and babies thing.
Why?
I don't eat a lot of muffins already.
Okay. But now what are you going to do?
And even
fewer
babies.
What if you have your own baby and you're not sure if you're.
Well,
how do you know?
My point is, since I don't eat muffins already,
mm-hmm.
and not just, I just don't have access to muffins.
Okay.
So now if what's weirder, a guy that treats every muffin as a baby or every baby as a muffin?
I think
know?
It's weird for a grown man to believe he doesn't have access to muffins.
That's also the true point. Carson.
I'm going to go with the muffins.
Muffins, okay.
Yeah, I used to eat muffins a lot, not so much lately. So I'm not going to be as tempted to go eat a muffin and be like, oops, that's a baby. Whoops.
Interesting. Okay. Interesting.
Oh, it's the gender thing. 100%. It's
You'd
not even
sexes.
Close.
Yeah,
absolutely. I mean, the baby muffin thing that barely makes even any
You're
sense.
You're the only
to me.
One with a baby here.
No. I understand that. I eat muffins. I've eaten significantly less babies. But my point is that just think of the absolute like unbelievable amount of knowledge and information you can gain by seeing the world from a different viewpoint.
Oh,
that would
okay.
be amazing.
That was well thought out, and I'm honestly surprised.
What? Why?
No, I'm okay. No, that's okay. That makes sense.
Right.
I was surprised. I thought we were going to go 3 for 3. I thought you were going to agree with these guys. But usually, when I ask this question, which is more than I'd care to admit, it's pretty 50-50.
Well,
I'm kind of okay
what
with
what was your answer? You didn't.
Yeah, what's your answer?
I usually pick the muffin babies because if I couldn't tell the difference, hopefully the muffins would be silent.
That's pretty good.
This muffin is screaming.
Yeah.
That's the problem with the bananas
you,
in my
poppy
house.
Seed muffin.
But it also depends because I do really love muffins and I wouldn't be able to enjoy it really thinking that it could be a baby. I have this vision of people strolling around muffins. I don't know. It would just be
that is the dumbest hypothetical I've ever heard.
And the sneezing thing I think could be fun. So just depending on the day, my answer does change. But today,
right.
I'm going muffin baby.
Early spring,
I'm
allergies
hungry,
start
thinking
yeah.
food.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, think about it. If you could switch, you rub a little pepper under your nose and boom, free drinks all night at the bar.
Hey. What makes you think I'm not getting free drinks already?
Yeah.
Rolling my eyes. Did we get a secret phrase?
We
already
did.
Okay,
yeah, we
awesome.
Did.
Then, boom, you got your phrase. Carson is going to be back next week. Maybe we'll see if he's available. I'm Lindsay.
I'm Nick.
I'm Michael.
I'm Carson.
We don't know either.
Bye.
Bye.